I have a wonderful exceptional responder, Neil, and I understand her biology. She presented at age 36 or 8 during her third trimester of her first pregnancy. She's a fit Caucasian woman with a strong family history of cancer. Her father's had 3 different cancers, but not really breast and ovarian. So she presented with a left upper outer quadrant triple negative breast cancer, infraclavicular adenopathy that was sticking out under her clavicle with radicular pain down her left arm, and multiple small lung metastasis in her third trimester of pregnancy. And so I treated her with preoperative AC that she did not respond to. And she delivered her baby girl, who's now 10, so this was 10 years ago, and she then went on to the clinical trial that we had. It was irinotecan carboplatin with or without cetuximab in 2 cohorts, ER-positive cohort and triple-negative cohort, randomized phase 2. So she was randomized to the triplet, and she went into a complete response. And we stopped the chemotherapy after 6 or 8 cycles, and she stayed on single-agent cetuximab. So she was a complete response. She went to lumpectomy in her breast. There was no cancer left. She had radiation therapy to breast and the infraclav, you know, regional lymph nodes. And so we took care of that. And so she remained NED in her lungs. And so after 2 years on cetuximab, she developed a solitary nodule recurrence in her lungs, which we resected. And I know the biology of her disease, Neil. She had a PIK3CA mutation in her original breast cancer. She had a PIK3CA mutation, and Carlos Arteaga's group has published a paper, and this gal was featured in that paper. It was in Molecular Cell Proteomics, and I'm on the paper with Carlos and Kristen Young. And what they showed is that in triple-negative breast cancers that are PIK3CA mutant positive, those cells have a mutation in the PI3 kinase pathway, but they make amphiregulin, which feeds back and stimulates EGFR, which stimulates the cells with the MAP kinase pathway. And so triple negatives that have the PIK3CA mutation are very dependent on the epidermal growth factor receptor. So her original breast cancer had a PIK3CA mutation. The solitary lung metastasis that we resected that became resistant to the cetuximab had lost the PI3 kinase mutation and had a cyclin E amplicon now. So, okay, so we resected that. I treated her as an investigator-initiated trial. I'm the PI, so I treated her with irinotecan and carbo again as induction, kept the cetuximab going. We stopped that after 6 cycles, and she has remained NED on cetuximab for an additional 8 years, Neil.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't hear any evidence in that case that she responded to cetuximab. She got chemo.
She had the triplet.
So how do you know it's just cetuximab?
Because there's no way, unfortunately, that the chemotherapy would have been able to keep her NED for these 10 years, essentially. You know, there's just no way. But you're right, she's been treated with single-agent cetuximab most of this 10 years. But it's true, I could not tell you that she went into the CR with cetuximab, but the biology of her disease is about PIK3CA, amphiregulin, and EGFR. And so blockade of EGFR would be critical to the biology of her disease.